This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today, I want to talk about humanizing yourself, aligning yourself with what the client wants and needs and is worried about. It's much easier than you think. So I noticed on many attorney sites that I've looked at, the content, the articles will be rather dry. They'll be written in the third person, you know, maybe even the second person, but there's nothing to them that really identifies the attorney, that gives the attorney's special sauce, that gives any insight into the attorney's background. So an example of content I've seen many, many times is, you know, if you're, arrested for a DUI, these are the things you should look at, and the hearing takes place here, and the this and that, and it's serious, and, you know, you should find an experienced lawyer, and blah, blah, blah. And that's fine, but that's what everyone has on their sites. Same thing, whether it's divorce or estate planning or, you know, auto accidents, you know. If you're injured in an accident, you want to find aggressive help that will get you the money you deserve, etc., you know. So that's fine, but that's giving nothing of the person that's going to be representing you. So if I'm a potential client and I see that kind of content, you know, that's fine, but I see it everywhere. It's nothing new. It's nothing special. One way to add on to this and make it more effective is to say, you know, I'm a former prosecutor. I used to work for the insurance companies if you're doing auto accidents, or I've dealt with, you know, these 12 insurance companies before, Geico and Progressive and, you know, et cetera. You know, with family law, you know, I've dealt with child custody, I've dealt with high net worth divorces, et cetera. So that's great. That's another layer of positioning and talking that will help you stand out to clients. But there's another layer that, you know, it's not easy to do, and it could feel a bit revealing, but be a human. Here's how you do that. So I'm going over a case evaluation done by one of my oldest clients. It's a domestic violence one, and this is part of our virtual closing system. So, you know, I'm doing this analysis. I've analyzed a lot of attorneys doing these case evaluations, and this guy's doing a great job. Like, right off the bat, you know, he's doing an intake for a domestic violence case. So he's telling the potential client, you know, I'm married myself, and I have a wife and kids, and, you know, these issues, I understand. I understand the dynamic because, again, you know, I'm a family man as well. So I understand some of the stuff that goes on and the pressures and all that. So that's great. That's getting personal with the client. Not too personal, but it's, you know, it really helps in the empathy building. He also tells her that, you know, he's been a prosecutor before, and he tells her, don't be embarrassed. I've heard all kinds of stories and all kinds. I've heard it all. So he says, you know, I need you to be totally honest with me, but don't be embarrassed. I've heard it all. You know, I understand these situations are highly charged with emotion and they're difficult. And as a former prosecutor, I've seen hundreds, maybe thousands of these cases. So he's, again, being a person to her. He's not just going over, oh, well, the judge will do this and the law says that and the prosecutor, you know, he's talking about emotions and perspective and a bit about himself. And, you know, again, he's not giving away too much personal detail, but he's humanizing himself. And if you do that on your consultations, if you do that in your content on your website, you'll get a lot more calls and a lot more business because people want to do business with people they like, know, and trust. So trust, yes, you know, you're an attorney, you're licensed and all that. You may be a former prosecutor and have these accolades and have done this, that, and the other. Like, now, that's the part that's hard. That's the part that's very hard for attorneys. How do you get someone to like you? Well, in order for them to like you, they have to see you. They have to hear you. They have to get a feeling for your personality. They can't just, you know, get an email from you, and they can't just read words on a site necessarily, unless they include some personal info about you. So videos of you talking would be a huge help, let's say on your About Us page, or on your content pages. You know, again, if you're, let's say you do criminal defense, on a shoplifting page of your site, you may not be able to give any personal experience. You may say, like, you know, you've been a shoplifter before. You probably wouldn't, but you could say, you know, hey, I just want to tell you a story of one lady that you know was arrested for shoplifting. You know, and you can go into the story and, like, kind of humanize the whole thing. You know, this lady was 50 years old. She had just gotten divorced. You know, her life was, she felt like, was falling apart. Her kids didn't want to see her, and She was just desperate for attention, and she went to Target, and she grabbed like a $10 item and stuffed it in her purse, and they caught her, and, you know, now she's charged with shoplifting, and, you know, you can humanize the process, you can humanize yourself, you can humanize your website, you can attract a lot more clients by doing this. So accolades are part of this. Your experience and your life is part of this, if it's relevant. If you've been in a car accident before, if you've had someone pass away in your family and you had to deal with their estate, if you're estate planning, if you're a tax lawyer and you've had a tax problem, or someone you know has had a tax problem, or a client has, if you're a family law attorney and, you know, you've been remarried, for instance, you know, why not say that? You know, hey, I'm on my second marriage myself. So I've been through the divorce process and it's terrible, but I know how to help you even better because I've been through it. That's an example. So again, you don't have to give away super personal stuff, but you should give away some if you can. If you can't, use stories about your clients to do it. You don't have to name names or any of that stuff. You can protect the client's information. You can change some of the facts and all that, but you can give an accounting of what's happened on some of your cases. And just by describing these things, it'll really humanize you. And when you do this in your, you know, in your intake, in your initial consults, on your website, in your content, and everywhere in your marketing, you're going to attract a lot more clients and do a lot better. So I really encourage you to do it. You know, I've had my own brushes with the law, and I'll be honest here too. You know, I've years and years ago, it's going on 21 years, I think, you know, I filed bankruptcy. Does that mean I'm a bad person? I don't know. You decide. But there's an admission from myself, you know? So if I was a bankruptcy attorney, I could say that. You know, even I screwed up 21 years ago, 22 years ago, I filed bankruptcy. You know, I've been in an auto accident. It wasn't my fault, thank goodness. But I've been in an auto accident. I had to file a claim and sue the person. They ran me off the road, you know? I've had cancer. So I didn't have to sue for medical malpractice, but I've been through the medical system, you know? I recently had a family member that passed away because I believe of what could have been malpractice, you know, and no one wants to talk about that, but it's an admission. So, you know, I've been pulled over for traffic tickets, you know, running a stop sign when I didn't mean to, rolling through it. So, you know, does this mean I'm a bad person? No, but it humanizes me. Hopefully it humanizes me to you. I'm a real guy. I'm not perfect. I'm no angel like no one else is. And if you do the same with your clients, your potential clients, it'll bring you more business. It's not going to hurt you unless you did something terrible. You know, let's say you're a felon or then maybe I wouldn't tell people, but hopefully the attorneys listening to this don't have that problem. I even have one client that actually was arrested for DUI himself years ago. And I won't tell you who, because that's his story. But, I told him, I said, that's a great thing to put on your website. Maybe, you know, I would test it. So anyway, be personal with your potential clients. Be you. It'll help. It'll make you money. It'll make your life easier. And again, you know, we're all human, so it's okay. If you need any help bringing this out in your content, in your marketing, call us, 888-225-8594, or visit speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594. Or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.